Imagine walking into work tomorrow and having your manager pull you aside to sincerely thank you for something specific you did last week, something you thought went completely unnoticed. How would that make you feel? This simple moment of recognition taps into one of our deepest human needs, to feel valued. Yet, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, the primary reason 64% of Americans leave their jobs isn't inadequate pay, it's not feeling appreciated. This profound insight forms the foundation of the 5 Languages of Appreciation in the Workplace, which has revolutionized organizational cultures by revealing a simple truth. We all experience appreciation differently. What makes one person feel valued might leave another cold. By understanding these differences, we can transform workplace relationships without spending a dime, reducing turnover, while creating genuinely positive environments where people thrive. Have you ever received an Employee of the Month plaque that felt empty? Traditional recognition programs often fail because they assume everyone values the same expressions of appreciation. These programs typically focus on performance over valuing people as individuals, rely on public praise and tangible rewards, feel impersonal through top-down implementation, and require significant financial resources. Recognition celebrates achievement, while true appreciation acknowledges an employee's inherent worth regardless of current productivity. Even star performers have off days. Do they cease being valuable during these times? Most programs also miss approximately half of employees whose primary languages are quality time or acts of service, forcing introverts to endure uncomfortable public recognition. When appreciation feels like corporate policy rather than genuine interaction, skepticism flourishes. Team members can tell when managers are expressing appreciation sincerely versus following protocol. The motivating by appreciation approach can be implemented in any financial climate, at any organizational level, without executive approval. Even individual employees can initiate practices that gradually transform workplace culture. That report you submitted was exceptional. I particularly appreciated how you anticipated the client's concerns in the third section. This specific praise feels significantly different from a generic good job. While words of affirmation is the most common workplace appreciation language, its effectiveness hinges on specificity and sincerity. Effective verbal praise must target particular behaviors or qualities. Character affirmation recognizes inner traits like perseverance or integrity, qualities that reveal what someone does when unobserved. Acknowledging positive personality traits helps individuals leverage their strengths. Setting matters tremendously. Some thrive on public recognition, others prefer private conversations or written notes. Above all, words must be sincere. Hollow praise fails completely. Appreciation works best within positive relationships. During conflicts, recipients question sincerity. If you can't genuinely express appreciation, remain silent until you can communicate with integrity. Tell me how things are going. When spoken with genuine interest and undivided attention, these simple words can make someone feel extraordinarily valued. Quality time means giving someone your complete focus, not just physical presence, but emotional engagement. Many managers misinterpret employees' desire for quality time as friendship requests, when most simply want to feel their work matters. Quality time appears as quality conversation, empathetic dialogue, shared experiences, small group dialogue, and working in proximity. Unlike words of affirmation, quality conversation emphasizes listening, creating safety for others to share accomplishments, frustrations, and suggestions. For those whose primary language is acts of service, helpful actions communicate appreciation more powerfully than words. These individuals believe caring manifests through tangible assistance, pitching in on tasks, offering technical support, or handling menial duties to free up focus for priorities. To make acts of service effective, complete your own responsibilities first, ask before helping, serve voluntarily, maintain a positive attitude, do tasks as recipients prefer, and finish what you start. The most common mistake is providing service with resentment. Recipients who sense reluctance will feel demotivated rather than appreciated. In manufacturing environments, supervisors working alongside team members can boost morale while improving workflow. The key is distinguishing between enabling poor performance and providing genuine assistance when systems create overload. When a plant manager receives company tickets for sporting events with his son, he feels valued because his boss remembered his interests and family priorities. Some employees deeply appreciate thoughtful, tangible gifts, while others find little meaning in material expressions. The key isn't expense, but thoughtfulness, gifts that demonstrate genuine knowledge of the recipient's preferences. Company-branded items aren't personal gifts, but publicity. Modern employees often prefer experience gifts, event tickets, restaurant gift cards, weekend getaways, or specialty store certificates. Younger workers frequently value time off as appreciation, especially after completing major projects. We naturally express appreciation in our preferred language while neglecting our least valued language, creating blind spots. Consider the manager who values words of affirmation and praises her team but rarely offers practical help. When her designer faces tight deadlines, she offers encouragement instead of assistance, leaving the designer feeling unsupported despite genuine attempts at appreciation. Your least valued language functions like a black hole. Appreciation expressed in that language won't register as meaningful to someone who prioritizes it. This isn't because they're ungrateful, they simply value different expressions. Without this awareness, you may grow resentful of team members who seem unappreciative when you're simply speaking the wrong language. Communicating appreciation requires commitment to start, persistence through failures, and long-term dedication. When done meaningfully, transformations occur. Interactions become positive, tensions decrease, workplace enjoyment increases, quality team members stay longer, and customer satisfaction rises. Appreciation and encouragement function like vitamins and antibiotics in organizational health building, proactively and addressing problems. Their effectiveness comes from consistent application over time, not single powerful doses. Different team members need different forms of appreciation, just as people require various nutrients. You can apply these concepts regardless of your position. The key difference between success and failure is implementation, actually trying the concepts, adjusting when needed, and persevering. By speaking the right appreciation languages, you create an environment where people feel valued for who they are, not just what they produce. This human connection transforms an organization from one people can't wait to leave into one they never want to leave. Overcoming your appreciation blind spot requires intentional planning. Schedule regular interactions with team members whose primary language differs from yours. What we schedule, we typically do. The fundamental question isn't whether you appreciate your coworkers, but whether they actually feel appreciated. For quality time individuals, undivided attention communicates value most clearly. Physical presence without emotional engagement, checking watches, allowing interruptions, texting during conversations, communicates, "I have more important things to do." For acts of service individuals, simply ask, "Is there anything I could do to make your work easier?" Seeing colleagues actively help communicates value more powerfully than words or gifts. For tangible gifts to be effective, give them primarily to those who appreciate them, otherwise use their primary language. And ensure gifts have personal value. Thoughtfulness matters more than cost. A hastily purchased obligation communicates negative sentiment rather than appreciation.